And here is, Sunder, your turn. A guest columnist, Senator John Kavanaugh, writes, correcting misinformation on teacher pay raise plan. There's a lot of misinformation circulating about the 20% pay raise the governor and legislature gave teachers, much of it fueled by the complexity of the formula and poor commentary by the Arizona Republic columnist Linda Valdez and E.J. Montini. Valdez characterized the raise as a myth on May 4th, and one day earlier, E.J. Montini called it bull. The representations of Valdez and Montini are misleading, are inflammatory, and represent missed opportunities to enlighten the public. The state did appropriate enough money to give each and every teacher a 20% raise. However, the legislature engaged in a lengthy debate with the governor concerning how to distribute those funds. At issue was, how much should each teacher receive? If not 20% or a flat amount for each, then what amount? And finally, who should decide? It soon became apparent that 20% for each individual teacher was poor policy, because that would expose the state to charges of creating an unfair and counterproductive distribution, not to mention imposing a socially unfair scheme. Are you listening, liberals? That would have favored wealthy urban districts and increased pay disparity between teachers. Giving each individual teacher a 20% raise would have shortchanged new teachers and rural, lower-paying districts. A starting teacher at a low-pay district earning $25,000 a year would only receive a $5,000 raise, while a senior teacher in a well-off urban district making $75,000 per year would receive $15,000 raise. Finally, more money would have flowed into larger affluent districts that typically have more teachers assigned to non-classroom administrative positions. To solve these problems, we took the total amount of money needed to give each teacher a 20% raise to remain true to the 20% pledge. We added that amount to our permanent per-pupil funding formula that carries forward and is increased yearly by inflation and is voter protected from being reduced. This distributed the money more suitably by eliminating the inherent bias a 20% for all plan gives to higher paid districts that also have more teachers acting as administrators. It also enabled poorer districts to award larger salary increases to their needier in-classroom teachers, especially new ones at the bottom of the pay scale. We then gave elected school official boards the discretion to dispense the money as they see fit, with the caveat that our intention is the money be used for teacher pay raises and that schools publicly report how they spend the money. This also allows districts that deferred other needs to give teachers raises during the past 2 years to credit those earlier raises toward the hashtag 20 by 2020 goal, thus freeing up some of those new monies to pay for those previously deferred priorities. Neither the hashtag Red for Ed leaders, the Democrats, Montini, nor Valdez ever addressed those issues. I think the hashtag Red for Ed leaders avoided them because these issues might have split their movement between the low and higher paid teachers. Ditto for the Democrats, who are too busy scoring political points to invite real policy discussion. As to Montini and Valdez, maybe they actually were clueless. Finally, hashtag 20 by 2020 is really a lie, because when you add in compounding and the extra pension funding costs the plan generates, it is more likely a 24% raise. So maybe Montini and Valdez were correct, but for the wrong reasons. And that was guest columnist Under Your Turn, Senator John Kavanaugh, writing, correcting misinformation on teacher pay raise plan.